recall, Brian May of Queen had a heart attack last month, and every time people check in with him, he's not doing great. I mean, he's healthy, but it's just hard coming back. He's not having an easy time. He is trying to ride a stationary bike. Here is Brian May on recovery.
This has been hell. I cannot tell you how it's not only sapped my energy, but killed my will to do things.
Yep, that sounds like hell. The hatchet is about to be buried. Billy Joel and his longtime now ex-drummer Liberty DeVito buried the hatchet. 15 years after leaving the band, Liberty got to write the book he wanted to write called Liberty, Life, Billy, and the Pursuit of Happiness. And he called Billy Joel and said, would you please write the foreword, leading to them finally getting along. He says, I needed to get over the bitterness and hurt that I still had for Billy, not keep harboring it. I was concentrating on the loss all the time, but I needed to think about the great times we had, the legendary music we made together, and the lives we touched together. What happened? Here's Liberty DeVito.
Like him, you know, Turnstiles. You know, when he made it big, I was still the only original guy from the records. Let's put it that way. And the new people that came in, some of them were very jealous that I was the guy. One in particular, certain guitar player, won't mention his name, but he was very jealous of it. He used to socialize with Billy a lot. When we were told to leave Billy alone because he's got to sing that night, the guitar player would go over there and hang out, and, you know, Billy would lose his voice. Let's put it that way. I'm not going to say what he did, but
I think we know what he did. Well, how did you find out that you guys were no longer friends?
Had it out with the guitar player one day, and I just didn't like him anymore. I didn't like what was happening with Billy. I saw him just going downhill. Just was going lounge kind of music. You know, he liked that better. I still wanted to rock and roll. So one day when I wasn't invited to his wedding, his third wedding, I kind of got the hint that, okay, he's not my friend anymore. And that's how I actually found out that it was over.
Wow. Wow. Because people get invited to weddings that you don't even like.